we come down now to chapter 8. And in this chapter, the temple now is concluded. It's built. Now, the next two chapters tell something of the experience and the work of Solomon and his testimony in other areas. And this man became a very energetic ruler. He attempted to carry out all of the plans and purposes and promises of David. Now, notice verse 1. It came to pass at the end of 20 years, wherein Solomon had built the house of the Lord and his own house. You see, this was a long project. It took actually half of his reign to do this. This is the thing that God took note of, that the cities which Hiram had restored to Solomon, Solomon built them, caused the children of Israel to dwell there. And Solomon went to Hamath, Zobah, and prevailed against it. Now we find here, this is the only warfare that's recorded during the reign of Solomon. And it doesn't seem to be very significant at all. We are told here in verse 9, but of the children of Israel did Solomon make no servants for his work, but they were men of war and chief of his captains, captains of his chariots and horsemen. In other words, he put those that were his own people in the army and used the others in the land as servants to do the menial tasks. Verse 10, and these were the chief of King Solomon's officers, even 250 that bear rule over the people. Now, here is something Solomon did that, of course, brought great difficulty. God just takes note of it. God did not bless it. In fact, God practically did not even recognize it. Solomon, verse 11, Solomon brought up the daughter of Pharaoh out of the city of David, under the house that he had built for her, as he said, my wife shall not dwell in the house of David, king of Israel, because the places are holy whereunto the ark of the Lord hath come. And so Solomon built a palace for the daughter of Pharaoh, and it's the belief now of a great many that he married these different women. I notice this is an interpretation that you get today in Israel, that one of the reasons that Solomon married these different women from these different countries is because your father-in-law is not apt to fight against you. And that was one of the ways that Solomon brought peace to the land, was to marry a daughter of the ruler. And when he did that, why, you see that the man is not apt to fight against his son-in-law. And it brought peace to the land. Well, whether that's true or not, I have a notion that's partially accurate, but we have that record now of this. Then you have other things that are told concerning Solomon here that we have already seen back in the book of Kings, of 1 Kings.